It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a bunch of onions. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Yo!
Nip it in the bud.
We're fucking
Nip it
late.
In the bud!
A little bit.
We're late. Brandy. There's no pee filters, so you're going to have to deal with the...
No brain filters either.
It's the Aristocrats.
Fuck filters.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We're live on CWERadio.com.
What Double happens if you have AIDS?
Huh? I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
Rest in peace, Hector Garza.
Yeah, he died the night of the Rumble.
He died while we were doing it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like so time, you got time
I
of death?
I stake claim on that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I win.
He took nice. God's burrito.
So I win.
Kevin?
Yeah.
And Steve?
Apparently I'm a DILF.
Nice.
Hey-o.
You're a doof. But you got a pretty
got
cool,
him.
You got a pretty cool shirt on.
And a nice haircut.
Yeah. I'm upset about both.
Yeah, but you're ruining it with your arm and your wearing the headphones. You're going to have like two flat streaks in the middle of it.
You're right. But my arm's up because I don't get sweat stains.
That's why I got these.
Show off the shirt.
So I don't ruin my hair.
Ew.
Actually, I was going to buy that shirt. I didn't get around to it.
He was
be so cute.
He was number 30.
I got to admit, Nikki Ocean's former Aristocrat stole. This is my birthday present.
Oh, good.
So he won the best gift of the year.
Oh.
If there's an award, he won.
Did I give you anything? I think I just gave you cash. Oh, I gave you the Garbage Pail Kid.
You gave me the Garbage Pail Kid?
Yes.
Steve Rotters. Which I have no idea where it's at.
Cool.
Kids ate it.
I just watched you make violent love to my birthday gift to you with your face.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's a bottle of private stock.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he gave me a bottle of private stock, and I just fucking housed it.
And you, Kev, you brought a black cherry red stag?
Black cherry red stag. Yeah, it's delicious. It's only got 4.2% alcohol.
What? No, that's the beer.
Oh.
I'm talking about the... Yeah, it's gonna be a long night.
Anything with antlers on the cover is fucking awesome.
Yes, anything deer involved.
Just got a text, no audio.
Oh,
yeah. Oh shit!
You just got a text.
Yeah.
Nice.
We just ripped it up for the first. That was the best opening we've had in a year. And
the blue one, right?
How about now, Brian Chalk?
Yeah, you just
and we wait.
You just blew it.
Cool.
Now everyone's got to download the show just for the first 20 seconds.
Dope. For those of you listening on Ustream, which is right above CWRadio.com, click on Aristocrat Special. Get a good web browser like Firefox or Chrome and download Adblock, and you won't get the ads.
Ooh, nice little kooky little info thing.
Because everyone's like, oh, I keep getting pledge ads or something in Spanish.
Siempre como calepa.
I can't do a fake, like, fake speak.
You know what it
Some
is?
Some people can do that.
Fake well, speak? I took mine from Terminator 2.
Oh.
There's a scene where they go down to wherever they go, near the border of Mexico,
yeah.
And to meet up with Enrique. And she says to him, siempre como colepa. And I've always been interested in what that means. So I asked my Spanish teacher, and it means nothing. It's not even real.
It sounds real.
And then they
It sounds real.
And then he introduces the Terminator as Uncle Bob.
Yeah, he does. Nice. And then he curls the baby. But, yeah, apparently siempre como colepa means nothing.
You're
but
probably
it sounds
saying it wrong.
Awesome. No. I've mimicked it because...
But, like, you know, some people can, like, do, like, a fake Russian speak. It's gibberish, but sounds like it. I can't do that.
I just...
No, I can't do the fake Russian.
Yeah.
I can't do the fake Russian.
Yeah,
see, I can say, hello, my name is Apple.
I gotta admit, dude, if any guy or girl speaks Russian to me, they're getting fucked.
Yeah.
Guy or girl?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, did I say that?
As long as they have short orange shorts, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Derek, by the way, how old is your neighbor?
Who? Across the street?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just moved in.
Yeah, well, they're doing some landscaping, I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter.
Are you sure it's not a 12-year-old girl?
It might be. But okay. What I'm saying here is it doesn't matter how old or young or if she's male or female. The color of the shorts is a turn-on.
Really?
Yeah. It's like
I can get behind that.
It's like a mango.
I've seen plenty
like
of
mango,
guys.
Mango Umbros.
I was talking to a coworker of mine recently, and we were describing different types of people. And I had mentioned to him what Matt calls beanbag people, which are usually people who live in Kingsburg or kind of poor-ish areas.
And can't clap.
No, and they're usually very fat, and they just wear a solid color t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Like red.
Yeah. Like, you know, just like red or a blue shirt, nothing
red,
on it.
And they usually
maybe
are
a
smoking.
Pocket. Maybe a pocket with cigarettes in it.
Oh, always a pocket.
And I was describing this to him, and he goes, oh, yeah, beanbag people. And I said that to my coworker. He got a big kick out of it.
No, it's true. It's cute.
But there's beanbag people. There's black shirts.
There's people that are so fat and fluffy, you just want to curl up on them.
I did not want to curl up on them. But I saw them when my car got flooded.
Yes. By the way, you have a new car, don't you?
I do.
I noticed that on the way in.
The Nissan Sentra is coming.
The Nissan Sentra's coming.
And
everybody's running.
Derek's stomach's rumbling, right?
Mm-hmm. Derek's ass is grumbling.
Yeah.
And it's bleeding.
Derek's anus bleeding.
So wait, was your lease up?
Yes, my lease was up.
So you got a new car?
Yeah, I got a new car. Brought in the old one. They.
You like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I just wanted a smaller, cheaper car.
Yeah?
That's what I told them.
Are you going to miss the SUV gimmick?
You know what? That drives exactly like my Nissan Rogue. Like, I took it for a test drive, and I'm like, it feels exactly
Have you ever test drove the Murano?
No, I didn't even try because they're very expensive.
They are expensive, but you know what? Like a glove.
Probably.
Test drive is free, though.
Because I had a...
I'm sure it is, but why would I even... Because then I'm going to be like, oh, I want it.
I had a Murano when I had a rent a loaner
like
car. The last car accident my wife got into was a what?
Nothing. Did something funny.
We got a Murano as a loaner car.
And more like a Murano.
Ayo!
It was literally drove like a cruise ship. It was fucking delicious.
The one they always have in the
drove like a cruise ship. Does that mean you had a shit in it?
All it had was 11 miles on it when we got it. Yeah, rent a car.
The one they had in the whatever inside, completely maxed out with everything, you know, leather, everything, Bose, fucking
soup to nuts, as they call it.
Exactly.
Man, how come
you
don't do that? How come you don't lease?
I'm considering it.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other night. Whoa, be careful with that fucking.
That's a fucking flashlight.
Flashlight, or as the British call it, the torch.
Ew. Or as the Germans call it, shine thrower.
Really?
Yeah.
Germans are fucking stupid.
He just made that up.
What are they, Native American?
Or as my grandma calls it, butt plug.
Called it or used it for?
Or as Derek's parents would call it, the lampshade.
Don't get it.
No, your Uncle Larry's burned lampshades.
6.25%. Anyway.
That's a small lampshade.
Alrighty.
I'm going to have to restart.
Really?
What? The computer again?
No, just the Ustream feed.
Why?
Are we getting audio?
I don't know. Let's check. Let's listen.
Because it's not.
Let's
it's
listen
not registering
in.
Anything.
I guess we're not.
Yeah. That sounds pretty dead.
Yeah.
Is it recording at least?
I think I hear.
I'm recording.
I think I hear crickets.
No, there's nothing coming through.
Okay.
Great. Didn't Jamie miss that joke?
No, the regular stream is fine.
Oh, yeah,
fuck. Just the Ustream is something separate.
Well, she's listening. Texting me, and I'm not answering her because my phone's off.
want you not to say anything.
Why not? My phone's off.
I know your phone's off.
You don't have a, you haven't given me the Wi-Fi password. My battery goes 30% lower just by being in here.
Wow. Well, because it's roaming.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
And I don't need charges.
Yeah. So what else is going on, fellas?
Beer.
Matt and I were in Yestercades the other night.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for the invite.
Great place.
Fucko.
Great place.
Yeah, you were a little busy. Anyway. no, I don't know why I brought it up because nothing really happened. I was just trying to talk.
Well, I guess out of the four of us, the most interesting person to speak would be Kevin.
Why?
Yeah, because I had a show.
In Delaware?
Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I mean, it was like part of like a fair festival type thing, but the upside,
Renaissance fair.
No, Separation Day.
What the hell? What is that?
Segregation.
See, it celebrates the day that the water fountains were designated in Newcastle. Yeah.
No, it's when Delaware separated from the 13 colonies.
Yeah.
The state.
Wait, what is it called? Separation Day.
Segregation Day.
Segregation Day.
Separation.
So they still celebrate.
That's when
like
they became the first state. That's what they're celebrating.
Oh wait, Delaware became the first. That was the first state.
First state.
Yep.
Yeah.
New Jersey was second.
Duh.
Was it second?
Mm-hmm. Hey, excuse me, Steve. Fourth grade fucking social studies.
No, actually,
called.
I knew all
first
that,
is the worst. Second is the best.
But I bet you guys don't know what third was.
Pennsylvania.
Nope.
Don't know.
Massive two shits.
It was Georgia.
I doubt it.
I
doubt it too. I think we're on now for the Ustream now.
Brian Shaw, if we're on, let me know.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anyway, so
I got to meet Miss First State.
Now, who the hell is Miss? Oh yeah, we got.
By the way,
who the hell is Miss? Now, M I S S or M S P?
M I S S.
By the way, for Delaware, she wasn't terrible.
She was pretty cute.
She had a very Katie Holmes look to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Wait, I just saw her without makeup. She's terrible.
Or Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because she has, like, adopted babies and, I don't know, Tom Cruise jizz on her face.
Yeah.
And, oh, whatever.
Yeah, she's a little worse for the wear nowadays.
She's a little haggard.
But you know what? Most women are pretty bad without makeup.
All of them are terrible. Might as well just fuck guys, right?
Yeah, I'm into
Am
that.
I right?
I'm into that now.
Yeah.
Fuck guys?
Without makeup.
Oh, guys without makeup?
Yeah.
I'm into guys with makeup.
Yeah.
Like, Juggalos. So you got to see Miss First State.
Well, what happened was we did two shows. There was an afternoon show and a night show. And during the afternoon show, she was just walking around and in like a full gown with her crown and sash and everything. And she comes over and she just starts talking to us. And
she finger your butthole?
Well, no.
Oh.
No.
Go ahead. Sorry.
One of the guys involved with our show was like, "Hey, you want to be a part of the show?" She's like, "Yeah, I guess so. All right."
But well, I look like an idiot like you guys, so yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, she looked a lot better than most of us.
Yeah.
Except me.
Well, yeah.
You know,
she does look pretty jacked, I gotta admit.
She's in good shape.
But also, for the pictures I saw from this Separation Day, you looked more jacked than ever.
No, thank you.
Yeah, Kev, you look pretty hot.
Well, you know, I got,
hot! That was not where I was going.
We're
going
to bang you.
Oh, one at a time, please.
I hope your asshole's used to big dicks. Because I'm the rumor.
Because there's a whole lot of beef in this movie.
And now it's gone too far. But anyway, she comes back in like a fucking tank top and like these Daisy Duke shorts.
Uh-huh.
And it was even better.
Wow.
Like, really? Better?
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say, like, no.
Where are the pictures of that?
If somebody took pictures of the show itself, because she was a part of the second show.
Really? Was she a manager?
Yeah, she managed me and JD Smooth.
Of course she did, because JD was in charge.
Yeah.
Wait, where was Steve?
I was actually booked, but couldn't get off work.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was the one rude dude and the owner?
You know what it is?
Well, JD calls it rude and smooth.
Nice.
I like that, actually. But
one rude boner.
For me, real quick.
I like it, too. Steve, you're out.
Just to throw this
Beat
in
Beat it, Steven.
One loner boner.
I get X amount of vacation days and X amount of personal days.
X is 10 in Roman numerals.
It's true.
Hey, you got 10 vacation days?
Well, this
awesome.
Was the first year ever that I took, like, literally took X amount of days straight. Usually I use my vacation
Never
for rest.
Straight, only say forward.
And I've run out of days before I got new ones. So, shit, you screwed with the two root dudes.
Nice.
Next week.
Yeah, he's not going to be part of next week's show, which is going to take place before the Wilmington Blue Rocks game.
Which is going to be like 10,000
minor league baseball stadium. And Mick Foley's going to be there.
And the ring's going to be in like the
bang, bang.
The fucking baseball stadium. Yeah.
Don't say bang, bang.
Oh.
You might get expelled.
That's true.
What the fuck? Is there a story involved with that?
There is.
Is that a segue?
Well, I guess it's going to be now. Well, is there anything else you wanted to
talk about? Just her legs were great. Okay. All right, go on.
She looked
bang, bang, here we go.
She looked almost as hot as Kev.
Well, I actually was kind of shocked because I put up a picture of the two of us because we took a picture together and she's like, I can look tough. I'm like, here, take my belt. And I'm like, let me wear your sash. And I was like, you look tough and I'll look pretty. And I put the picture up and I was expecting people to
actually like
by
it.
By the way, I just got text, damn fine audio.
Good.
We're going. Okay. Yeah. But people were all just commenting about how like good I looked, and I'm like, you guys notice there's like a smoking hot chick in the
picture.
Actually,
no, it is. Like her face is not that great
in that picture.
Oh, it's perfectly
in
fine.
Person. It looked fantastic.
Perfectly fine.
I wanted to soak it in jizz.
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm guessing that your chick doesn't listen to the show.
Nah. Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great picture.
Yeah, it is.
She's probably holding one of the belts that I've probably worn.
She is
worn.
Very toned.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is toned.
She's a nice bicep.
She looks like she kind of works out a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what the best thing is?
She looks great for Delaware.
Yeah.
You do look better.
Well, exactly my point. Most Delaware people have no teeth.
I mean, if she was in New York, she'd be like a 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
But for Delaware, she's like a 27.
Well, yeah. Look what's behind her.
Yeah.
Giant tent.
A giant woman.
Ew.
No, there's nothing wrong with Miss First State at all.
No.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
She's probably got
she's
a nice, nice tight hole.
Okay.
I think Matt's rubbing off on me.
Literally.
And you know what the best part is? She's a good sport.
Yeah. She is, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. She
now I'll give.
She could have just been like, I'm going to fucking go home and talk to real people.
Well, her mom was saying for her not to be called.
Her mom!
Who also seemed to be her manager in some weird way. Didn't want her to be called Miss First State during the wrestling show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you also forget that she's actually like 15?
Is she?
No. She's 19.
Oh. Yeah. That's still pretty young. She looks older.
She can't drink alcohol, but she can drink tons of cum.
And nice. Off mic, I'm going to give Matt her name so we can look up all kinds of pictures.
Okay.
Oh!
We could all turn the mics off real quick. Do you remember Miss NWA?
Miss NWA?
I don't know if you...
Niggas with Attitude? You?
What?
Was that you?
What? Straight out of Compton?
Titties with Attitude.
You don't remember Miss NWA when we were for NWA?
Nifkins with Attitude?
Yeah.
No.
She was a tall
Kel
blonde.
Kel Nifkin?
She kind of looked like a mix between Sonny and Stacey Keebler.
Oh, Savannah.
No. Miss NWA.
Well, real quick.
You had major hots for
real
her.
Quick. You
was she like a Ryan Shamrock?
She's kind of, yeah, kind of.
Wait, hang on. Echo, echo, echo.
Oh.
What happened?
Don't waste my fucking time.
Dude, you know how
what
bad that smells?
It was
nothing. It went like this. It literally went. Wow. That felt like it was going to be a monster.
If only the broads who said you were a DILF could hear this show.
I know. I think I'm going to send this show to Miss First State.
Ayo.
I just poured beer down my new shirt.
Oh, I'll take it.
The way I see it, you're just sharing a beer with Ray Traylor.
There you go.
There you go.
He said Ray Traylor.
One for me and one for my homie.
I totally just did that.
This Ooh. One's for you, Guardian Angel.
It's kind of cold on my belly button.
Oh, Christ.
Christ, yeah. I love being drunk.
So, segue.
Yeah. Well, there's a...
titties.
Well, there's the video. I think I'll just play the video.
Look at that little retard.
What is that you're doing?
A machine gun noise.
7-year-old Christopher Marshall pretended a pencil was a machine gun, and now he's sitting at home suspended from the second grade.
He's just being a typical boy. You're taking away his imagination.
Christopher's father, a former Marine, says the school overreacted.
It's gone too far. Enough is enough. I mean, where do we draw the line? You know, I mean... a pencil. I mean, was it sharpened? Was it not? Is it a number 2? I mean, what's the big deal? You
know? He's talking about shit.
A spokesperson says the school
take a big
has
dump,
a zero
fire
tolerance
it out his ass.
Policy when it comes to
Right, first of all, this lady's voice is fucking weird.
I just want to point out the subliminal message, right?
Are Jesus in the background?
No, the drug-free school zone sign that they kind of zoomed in on.
Yeah.
They're trying to say that these people are on drugs.
Yeah. Well, they are in Virginia or something.
I don't know. Is it a gun-free school zone or a pencil-free
they
school
don't
zone?
Have cops. By the way, they don't have cops in Virginia. They just have ghetto birds.
Nope. Like, look at it. Of course, he's got
nativity back there.
Yeah. Christmas is over.
Who has that out of season in their house?
He probably has that all year round.
He probably has guns and posters.
What
of
is he trying
chicks
to say?
With guns.
What is he in Steve number one's house?
Yeah. And then he's like, let's do it over here by the nativity. Yeah. I never took down from 9 months ago.
He looks like a hillbilly Bryan Cranston.
I'm the one who knocks.
No, I mean, a pencil. I mean, was it sharpened? Was it not? Is it a number two? I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, he's just being a kid.
A spokesperson says the school has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to weapons, and a pencil can be considered one.
Is it a Ticonderoga?
When it's pointed at someone in a threatening way, and gun noises are made.
I was playing.
What do the gun noises represent?
Christopher will tell you.
Look at the camo hat. This kid's a badass.
Like Dad. Not trying to scare anyone.
Some children would consider it threatening. Who are you know?
Fuck you, you fat
dyke. Shootings in schools or shootings in the community.
My daddy shot a bunch of
terrorists.
Pussy bitch.
Because of what has happened.
Ooh, look at them titties.
But you also have to.
That looks like one of your old neighbors.
Used to be called common sense into play.
Look at the baby just rocking in the back.
Christopher won't be doing this anymore.
You know, that actually, I'm so sick
they,
of
they cut off right before
country.
He said,
take that, nigger. Take that, nigger. I'm shooting that ball, you fucking towel heads. Just like daddy. Your skin's a little more burnt than mine. You get nined. But that little boy, it reminded me of something I heard. And, I mean, we all played guns when we were little, right?
Sure.
Cops
used
and
to
robbers.
Be able to buy guns.
I prefer a cold manhunt, but go ahead.
I bet not a single one of us made the same sound for our pretend guns.
Mine was usually better than that.
Yeah. Well, Matt's like.
Of course it was. Matt had the fucking exact sound effects from Saving Private Ryan
when he was six.
Yeah.
Do you remember the sound you made?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you shot your gun?
Absolutely.
What was it?
What was it?
Pew, pew.
See, I always did that. Or maybe put a little something like that.
Why? Well, you have lasers?
I would make.
I was a Star Wars kid.
Well, I was making more like the Megatron gun sound usually when I made a gun noise.
Which is?
Yeah, you are over animated for sure. Kev, what was yours?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I was so uncomfortable with playing with making the fake sound and not.
God.
I'm serious. I was so uncomfortable with making the wrong sound that I would just stand really close to my cousin as he made a sound and act like I was. And just like mime with my mouth, like.
Piggybacking the gun sight.
I'm not dead because Kev's shooting blanks. I would just go with the typical. That was a fucking scorpion from Call of Duty.
Kind of.
With a little suppressor on it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you like that?
How was that?
That was your ass. That was your ass.
On the subject of fart sounds.
Yeah.
Love it.
I woke up this morning and my chick was already awake and she was watching TV.
Uh-oh.
And I kind of just like jabbed her. She turned the other way to face the TV, so I jabbed her in the foot real quick. And she turns, she's like, oh, good morning. And she gives me a hug. And I throw my arm over my face and just made the dumbest fart sound. But I was really selling it with my eyes. And she's just like, what's wrong with you?
Like, I have done
so,
that.
So then I just did it like 10 times harder. And she's just looking at me like, why are you doing this?
It's like blood vessels going off in your eyes. And she's like, stop. It's not even funny.
Dude, I've gotten into fights with my wife. And we.
I just got lightheaded.
She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like. like the fart would solidify it.
The best is like when you're fighting with your significant other and it gets real tense and they go to pick something up and you're just like, do I make a fart sound?
Yeah.
It's like a split second thing. You're like, I really shouldn't, but they, all right.
I'm actually widely knowing at work for that.
Oh yeah.
Whenever somebody bends over, they look at me to see if I'm gonna be like,
see, hold on, I gotta point something out. You said fighting with your significant other.
Yes.
And they go to pick something up.
Yeah.
You mean like to throw at you? Like what are they picking up?
Possibly. That's happened to me before.
Are they picking up a newspaper to check out the classifieds? I don't understand. What are they?
Or maybe just flailing around and knock something over.
Although we are guys, so obviously if they're picking something up, it's going to be like a ladle so they can stir sauce or something. I think it's girl, we can cook or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
What they do.
I'll tell you what they don't pick up. The check when you go out to dinner.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little short arm disease.
Short arms, deep pockets.
That's right. So, yeah, this story was... All right, so we're just going to make fun of everybody in it? That's
There's no point in suspending him. There's no point.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I don't think that he was just suspended for doing this out of the blue. There's got to be something going on with the kid.
Okay.
They can't really say it.
They said they have a zero tolerance policy, which means this could have been the very first time he's ever done this.
It could have been, but more than likely.
This isn't the first time this has happened across the country, though.
No, but he is probably a dickhead kid.
And?
So they were just like, all right, enough with your
shit.
Or
the kid of a dickhead.
Out.
Suspended.
Yeah.
I saw his dad. Could be just.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
It's complete negligence. The cultural climate, so to speak, in this country.
Steve, shut your phone off.
How did you know I turned it back on?
Because you're sitting there on it.
I'm listening to Matt.
Go ahead.
It's moving towards this just like bullshit paranoia. You have to like live life because we're closing our doors more and more and we're becoming less aware of everything that's going on. So we're just basically saying, like, let's just pretend this stuff doesn't exist. Maybe it'll go away. And that's kind of what this is.
I just want to point out, all I had to say was, what was the sound you made when you were a kid and were pretending to shoot guns? Every single one of us had some type of story to go with that.
Yeah.
We weren't
spending. I'm younger than you guys, and I had something, and you know, and it goes back generations and generations. Now, how many of us have killed somebody?
Oh,
well, I don't want to talk about it on there.
Yeah.
I mean, the statute is up for what I did. You know,
there's no statute on murder.
It was in Thailand, and she, he, whatever. You know, it's questionable a bit, but anyway.
Was it one of you that used to make the gun cocking noise before you farted? Yeah, somebody would do that.
Actually, it was me.
Was that you?
Yeah, and I would use my kid. Remember? Remember, I would hold my kid.
I remember that.
Yeah, in like a front headlock, and then cock their leg. And they'd be like, now, see, me and my buddies, we had a thing where what we would do is we would stand up and lift the leg and pull like the hamstring and make the sound.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember somebody lying down and just lifting their leg and going, ch-ch-ch, and going. It had to have been you, Steve.
Of course.
I'm taking credit for it.
I don't give a fuck.
I remember, like you would just like play games where you pretended you had guns,
yes.
yeah,
and ran around making gun noises.
You didn't even need a prop.
I actually in high school, I
whatever happened to this? Just
yeah.
Two fingers, just
No, exactly what Kevin would do. That's what I would do.
See, we would always do this, like the trigger. Like we were more visual.
More visual, not
more
pretending
like,
that your
yeah, not pretending hand your hand is a gun, pretending that you have an invisible gun.
Yeah,
what are you fucking imagining?
We're from the same generation. I do this.
And they're like, no, I'm trapped in a box.
Well, see, Steve's
trapped in a box.
Steve's closer to my age than you guys, so he knows the hand.
Actually, Matt's closer to you.
Yeah, I'm 2 days closer.
Yeah,
all right.
Way to improv, Steve.
I would do the gun with the finger. You know, if I was going to shoot myself,
I would try to find an object like a stick. That was bent sort of like a rifle or something like that. Yeah. Try to like represent the
yeah,
gun.
No, I would do that too. I would definitely look through. Yeah, I would definitely go through the woods and find a gun that or a stick that looked like a gun. Yeah, absolutely.
Like you'd have to go through the woods to do that.
Yeah. I don't think there's any heterosexual male that didn't find a stick that resembled a gun mm-hmm. and used it for play.
Yeah.
Or anal play.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I mean, until Steve, until Steve turns Chris Benoit and
wow.
changes the game altogether.
Give me some steroids.
Do you like some tap water?
Cross-faced chicken wings and tap water.
You guys are terrible.
And a flying headbutt.
By the way, thank you all for not bringing up Benoit during the Dead Wrestler Rumble.
I actually...
it was close. Somebody, there was, I think you were like...
Well, yeah, I was teasing it. But like, because I was actually the one that said, hey, let's not bring it up. Because people are going to be like, hey, Chris Benoit, don't forget about
Wait,
him.
Did anybody bring up Brian Pillman?
Yeah. Yes.
Mike did.
Yeah, Mike used
him. Yeah.
Fucking Mike.
Actually, when you said Mike's name, I got weirded out that he's not next to us.
He was here the last
He should be here
in a row.
All the time.
Because we missed, he was here, then we missed, and then he was here.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I'm weirded out that he's not here.
And then we missed again.
Yeah, then we missed again because of you, Derek.
We went to Applebee's.
Me.
You're like, oh, God, I got AIDS in the butt.
No.
Over the butt.
I got AIDS in the
didn't
butt.
We didn't have power. And then I said, oh, power's up. What do you guys want to do? And then I got four text messages.
Food, eat.
Food. It was like food, eat, food. And then Kev put, or show, whatever. Because Kev didn't want to be a dick.
Dude, I got so sauced up.
Sauced up.
Those
today or last week?
Last week.
Oh, well, yeah, Kev had the LITs.
Those LITs
Dude,
were fantastic.
I can't believe me and Kev made it home safely.
Kev and I.
Fuck.
Dude, get out of here. I was a 2008 Monmouth County's best drunk driver.
And my party picture champion the same year. You were incredible. Dude, when we pulled up in front of your house, like, he is, like, perfectly against the curb. You couldn't get no rider.
And I didn't hit it.
But I said to him, like, dude, you parked perfect. He's like, I was a 2008 Middletown parking champion of the fucking world.
Of the fucking world.
But
it
the
says
best,
it on the trophy.
The best
fucking
part
world.
Of the joke, though, that I explained to him was that he used the year 2008 and not, like, last year.
Yeah.
That's what made it funnier. Yeah. And he was like, oh, 2012.
Yeah. See, that's what makes it funny. It wouldn't have been funny if you said...
Yeah,
2012.
Oh, I'd be like, yeah, you're
it's too relevant.
The arbitrary year is like...
Yes.
Yeah. But, dude, that
random.
Was...
So the randomness of it.
So last week, we all went out and got fucking bellied up.
Yeah.
But I got to admit, them Blue Moons were delicious, and I never had Blue Moon ever.
Blue, you got to have the orange, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Your
Which
second
didn't
one
come until my third trip
third
around.
One, yeah.
Well, that's because that one guy swore that he drank your...
Well, he was hitting on me.
He was a little weird.
You're the dilf that Applebee's waiters want to fuck.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, yo, you look like a dilf. You have tits?
Because, like, you guys were being funny with him, just, like, saying stupid shit, and he kind of tried to join in.
Yeah.
And he wasn't funny.
No.
He's like,
I drank
your beer.
That one friend that always takes a joke too far.
Yeah.
Every time
it's over and he says it again, you're just like,
Every time I've been to Applebee's, I've gotten the Oriental chicken salad because I'm gay like that.
I thought you were going to say
Oriental I look like I eat cake every day, but I don't. So this time around, I finally went with Matt's favorite, which is the quesadilla burger.
Right.
Very fucking good.
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yep. I got fish and chips.
It made the beer even better.
Yep.
It was your cheat day.
You always eat fish
cheat
and chips.
Day.
No, not a lot.
Every time I go out with you.
I'd say that's definitely...
Well, the last two times you went out with me, which was last week and 2 months ago, yeah.
It's going to happen a lot more, brother.
I doubt it.
Well, if you guys are going to be residing in the same...
Oh, that's right. We're moving in together.
Yeah.
Yes.
They want to beat the record of 19 days.
By the way, what's the name of that...
Yeah.
What's the name of that pizza place? I was trying to put it
over. Mom Angelina's?
No, the one that we get from here.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Pronto.
See, I was trying to put it over the other day.
Isn't Pronto Italian
name
for fast?
Like,
I
hurry
don't
know
if up. It's a real word.
That's pronto? I'm sure it's Italian.
No, pronto is,
fast.
Yeah. It's like, hey, hurry up, nigga.
excuse me, in Italian, nigga is Sicilian.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought it was Mignon.
No. That is
literal, Derek.
See, look. We're saying hurry up, nigga. Mulian is nigger, and we don't say that.
Whoa. You've already got
You just did. So what's going on, guys?
Okay.
Let's not get uncomfortable with silence. Yeah, in fact, I think one of the biggest problems we have is that we
go ahead, tell us.
When things start to get quiet, we all scramble.
We do. I'm scrambling right now for news.
I feel like here's a good exercise for us.
I love scrambled eggs.
Hold on. Let me finish. Here's a good exercise for us. Let's be quiet for like 5 seconds.
I can't.
Pronto is Spanish for promptly or quickly.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's okay. Italian too.
So I thought it was just a gibberish kind of. Come on, pronto.
No.
Andale.
Yeah, so it's like andale.
Arriba, arriba.
See, I always thought Speedy and Gonzalez was just talking gibberish.
No, andale, andale.
I didn't know he was.
But that's because
Mexican.
You don't know any other languages, so you just assume that everything is gibberish.
Yeah. Which is why I can't speak he knows about gibberish fake language.
He knows about 64 words in French, so.
Yeah, probably.
64?
Don't ask me to say them, though. They're all back here.
Give me at least 4 of them.
Can't do it.
Wow.
Omelette du fromage. You got 3. Wow. There you go. I know that from Dexter.
Cheese omelette.
A little bit of a follow-up story. We were talking about the trip to Mars.
Ooh. Lance Bass is going, isn't he?
Take a guess. How many people applied for a one-way trip to Mars?
46,000.
46,000.
That's Kevin saying that.
That's Kevin saying that. Matt, you already know. Steve, how many people applied for
To
go to Mars. One way.
100,000.
100,000.
Hold on, wait. 000. Are we just talking about the continental United States, or are we like talking the whole world?
This is just a total number.
Total number anywhere.
Well, I don't know if it extended beyond the United States, but this is the total number.
Hmm. Well, it's a Dutch company.
Oh, okay.
Dutch.
But I don't know if it's. It can't just be, because that would take then up all of fucking Deutschland or whatever. Dutchland.
Wait, then I want to amend my
answer. Netherlands.
I need to amend my answer.
I was there. I don't even know.
I need to amend my answer, and I want to say 47,000.
Wow.
You might have made a mistake there, my friend, but I'll take it. Steve, what do you think? You said 100,000.
I said 100,000.
Closest without going over is Steve. No, I'm sorry. Kevin.
Hey.
78,000 people want to go to Mars. I'm going to play this again. Among those who applied to leave Earth behind forever are self-described spacecraft engineer from MIT and an award-winning author of science fiction.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes. I mean, we already covered this, but it's you're not coming back. It's going to get boring.
I
picture like mass suicide up there.
Yeah, I still think that they can get him back eventually. Before
eventually,
they die.
I just picture a mad orgy.
20 years.
If they brought up 10,000 people,
yeah.
I think by the time they get up there to bring them back, there's going to be like 100 people.
Yeah, maybe.
That's after procreating and everything.
Yeah.
You're there, there's going to be some fucking crazy.
Now, wait,
well, they're only going to be able to send like 4 people.
But now, I'm sorry. Oh, really?
I don't know what the numbers are, but it's probably not going to be that.
I'm sorry if I seem naive here, but or not informed on the situation. But like, what's up there that they're going to?
What's nothing. Up there or what's over it. There? We don't know. That's why we want to go.
Wait, so they're getting people to sign up to go. But there isn't like
I don't even know what the actual mission plan is for it. Are they landing on Mars and starting a space colony? Like they could send over time like pieces of buildings for them to like create and live in and create an artificial like a bio type of environment. And they could conceivably live on there. But you're talking
what's the atmosphere
bucks.
Like?
the atmosphere. Well, you know, there's a little racial tension.
Yeah. It's virtually a non-existent. There's really no magnetic field.
Is there a way to?
You can't breathe. Walk?
You know, I mean,
with a
suit. The surface temperature gets as high as 70 degrees on Mars, so it probably goes anywhere from like -200 something to like 70 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. The gravity is 1/3 or a little more than 1/3. between 33 and 40%
Wait, so it's heavier? Like everything's heavier or lighter?
Lighter.
Oh, okay.
Mars is half the size of Earth.
Okay.
But and a little less massive. So it's about, so Derek, you'd weigh like 75 pounds.
I'm going.
Mars. Yeah.
I'm going. That's it. Yeah. Now. See you later. I'm bringing David Bowie with me.
Now I think I finally get it, guys.
What's that?
Well, we can settle on Mars, and we can just make a pure society.
We can just do the podcast from Mars all the time.
We could.
Wait, how long would it?
Aren't we now?
How long would it take to broadcast this show from Mars?
A couple minutes.
A couple minutes.
Okay.
Probably quicker than you.
More importantly, do they have Wi-Fi on Mars?
Is there Wi-Fi on Mars?
But seriously, we could go there and there'd be no AIDS, and there'd be no black people.
No, but there would be some kind of crazy Doctor Who alien that'll come
Doctor
and kill us
Who
all.
Alien. Yeah, they basically, I guess maybe they don't trust the Mars rovers to like properly examine materials, but like immediately.
Well, they're
the
lazy
surface.
Fucking bastards. Yeah. I think they're just taking.
I think one of them might not even be working right now.
See,
yeah.
Can't
take a little vacation,
bastards.
Yeah, but there's like water ice right below the surface, so they think that there might be
water
like
ice.
Water ice.
You mean like lemon flavored and.
The
he's been to Philadelphia.
Sure, water ice.
The atmospheric pressure is so low on Mars that that ice goes directly to vapor, sort of like dry ice does on Earth. So there's no liquid. There's no potential for liquid sea. But below the ground surface, there is the potential for it.
Oh, so maybe they'll drill in.
That's what they're thinking.
So they're going to send a thing, like a Mars rover with a big drill, drill out a little colony, and send people there, put them underground, never to be seen again.
I think the important question is how long before you can set up a Walmart up there? Because I need some really cheap A-shirts. Maybe a couple V-necks, I don't know.
I went to Mars and all I got was this stupid fucking shirt.
You know what I think the problem with colonizing Mars is I like to landscape. And I don't think I'd be able to cut my lawn on Mars.
Comment? Now, why wasn't that into the microphone?
I tried.
We all should have just enjoyed that.
Steve has gone offline. I told him not to turn his phone on.
Turn your fucking phone off, you fuck.
And he has not been on the mic ever since.
I'm just checking the weather.
Sure you are.
Checking the weather on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to do a clear broadcast.
Unless you're texting
Solar
Mr. G.
Is there storms over there on Palmer Avenue?
No, we're good.
Yeah?
So is this called the Mars Society? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
You want to hear a joke?
I want to breathe. Do
you
it.
You know how couples have Valentine's Day? Well, what day do single people have?
What?
Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, jerk it off, right? tell me about it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just, like, in order to make a terrible joke funny, you just need a catchphrase.
And to do it in a Southern accent.
Well, you know, any type of accent.
Mm-hmm. Right?
A Walmart accent. We're just going to call it Walmart.
Walmart accent.
Walmart ease.
Middle America.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I think if I was a shitty comedian, I would just go with tell me about it. Like, every time I tell me about it. You know?
like you
got to pretend to laugh at your own joke and tell me about it.
Even if they're not laughing.
Yeah. Especially if they're not laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do a little like Neil Hamburger thing where you just do really shitty
hamburger.
Jokes.
Hamburger.
Neil Hamburger, that sounds delicious. Tell me about it. I think we just invented something.
Nice.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh, there's Steve.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was. That woke him up.
All right, so did we read any of the story here?
Nah.
You want me to read some of it?
Sure.
Ooh, is that Mars?
Yeah.
Wow, that looks luxurious.
Looks nice, right?
Is that a mini bar?
Small. It looks Star Trek-ish.
Actually, it looks kind of Star Wars-y. It looks Tatooine.
All right. Okay, so the Mars One project to establish the first human settlement on the Red Planet by 2023 has received...
Wait, Red Planet? Is that like communism?
Yes.
Or engines? Tell them about it!
Tell them about it!
Let it ring!
We can do a brother thing.
Whoa, hey.
I just want to be a part of something.
Oh.
I drink out of the water fountain on the right. We don't do a brother thing around here.
No, not like that.
Okay. So let's see.
Give us highlights, Matt.
Okay, as many as 500,000 are expected to apply by August 31st. Mars One, a Dutch not-for-profit organization, is planning the project to have no return ticket back to Earth.
Dutch Oven Incorporated.
To the lack of technology and the physiological changes the human body will undergo after it adjusts to the 38% gravitation field of Mars.
Wow. Is that more or less?
So I was right.
You were right.
Less.
Less? So you won't weigh as much?
So you actually won't be able to come back to Earth because of the stronger gravity.
Okay, but more importantly...
So you'll just come back and your body will collapse.
You're probably
well,
they your
already
capillaries
said
would
that
all
you
burst
are not coming back. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah, that's it. There's no way to come back.
Right? Wait.
Well, originally they were saying you can't come back because there was no way to come back.
No, there is no way to come back.
Guys,
but now they're saying you're not coming back.
Oh, my God.
I think treats are coming. I think treats are coming.
Well, watch the camera. Watch the camera.
More pizza.
I'm sorry that he was so rude to you,
Miss Pizza Buyer.
Oh, my Lord.
I appreciate that you brought this down.
Derek, I can't blame
you. I apologize for his barking at you that way.
Yes, I apologize also. Thank you. And I can't blame Derek's belly on his colitis anymore.
Wow.
It's from this, and it's delicious.
What is it?
It is black and white cookies.
But they're enormous.
Wow.
Super duper icy.
Delicious.
Wow.
Derek, you have the best mother on earth, by the way.
I know. I tell her all the time.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I just did. Don't look at me like that. Get back up there. Best mom in the world.
You know, she kind of looks like Chyna.
What?
Don't
what?
Say
that.
That's terrible.
Will you stop?
You the worst. I almost passed out.
Well, don't drop the cookies, will you?
Wow.
Save the cookies. We're going to be doing going to break.
Jesus
soon.
Christ. Look at this.
Don't eat them all. It's
okay,
not a cheat day.
She gave it to me?
For everybody,
but seriously,
I mean, I already had one. But
as far as Mars goes, I would love to sign up for this, and then like halfway there, just start like freaking out. I want to go back.
Start biting.
We're
your
gonna jump. What the fuck? Is
there anything? Is there anything in there that says how many are going?
Well, they. I guess they're going to whittle down the applicants.
Well, obviously, they're not gonna bring 100,000 people.
Niggers.
Whoa! Put him on the back of the ship.
Okay, 28 to 40.
Nigger.
Between 28 and 40.
That's it.
28 to 40 are nigger.
They're going to train for 7 years.
28 to 40 masters, and the rest are
not niggers.
Well, they need somebody to do the work, right?
28 to 40 masters and. Darkies. I gotta pee so bad.
Picking that Martian cotton.
Okay, here we go. Okay, once on Mars, settlers will be involved mainly in construction work, such as installing greenhouses, maintaining the settlement. Okay, settlement systems, researching Martian climate and geological history, all the hospitable environment with no. Wait, all in hospitable environment.
Is it bad that only just realized that the root of Martian is Mars?
Wow.
Really?
Like, that's honestly, like, saying that right now, it just finally hit me.
It's specific to Mars, yeah.
Okay. He's like Martian, and I'm like, wait, aliens? They already know they're there?
Now, did you think Martian just meant general life
like,
outside
I
of mean, Earth?
You probably thought it was, like, the equivalent of, like, Vulcan or Klingon.
I've only known Martian as that guy with the shitty green helmet in fucking Looney Tunes.
Marvin the Martian.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have a face.
My P-32 explosive space modulator.
Yeah. Oh. Something like that.
I'm going to blow up the Earth. Okay. You know, they were going to make a Marvin the Martian movie.
Yes.
Oh.
And they actually
starring Brendan Fraser.
Probably. they actually did like a 5-minute segment to like kind of show it, where like Marvin the Martian shows up in some kid's house, and it's all CGI and everything is done professionally, but they passed on it. Thank God.
Thank God.
Because that would have been pretty bad.
That'll ruin them.
Yeah, I was a fan of Marvin the Martian. I had a shirt in middle school. It was like an all over print.
Yeah.
And it had Marvin the Martian on the bottom like this with his hand up.
And I bet everybody was like, man.
Everyone loved it.
Did you fucking see Derek's shirt?
And it had all like space shit all over the whole rest of the shirt.
Space shit.
Yeah. Just dumps everywhere.
You mean when you shit and like you hit the fucking button and it shoots out of the bottom and then
that's right.
Lands on a t-shirt?
Space shit.
Space shit.
Okay. All right. So I reread this sentence a couple times, and it's all in inhospitable environment with no breathable air, and with temperatures as low as negative 50 degrees Celsius. That's negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit.
So you're telling me it's going to be under 50 degrees centigrade.
What?
That's fucking cold as shit.
Minus 58 degrees.
Dude, that's like below freezing.
That's quite a bit below freezing.
That's at least like a couple degrees below freezing.
Yeah.
Could be a bit more than that.
In centigrade.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You're in centigrade.
Don't you start. I will stomp on these cookies right now.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I'm doing
Steve
it.
Steve will fucking kill you.
Oh, I'm doing it.
I already had mine this morning.
Oh, I'm doing it. Go on.
I'm going to tell you this, though. Those cookies, as big as they are, and still not as good as Dixie Lee.
Wow.
Mm.
Dixie Lee's are amazing.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you all right?
I think Steve just colonized Mars.
I think so. You're right there, Red Planet. You got your ass sticking out.
And it looks like it takes about 260 days to get
to Mars. I unzippered my pants to piss and then just
260 days.
Almost a year.
It depends.
Wow.
Well, you more a year than not.
We could probably get there in like 2 months if we really like focused.
And I was annoyed at how long it took to get back from Miami.
Yeah.
Going to so Miami.
I went to Target and I got pissed off on the way back.
Because of beach traffic.
By the way, driving, I feel like at any point if you're driving on the turnpike, somewhere between exit 6 and exit 8, you're going to hit standstill traffic.
Pretty much.
And I don't know why, but I feel like it's about as painful as going to Mars.
It's probably the most painful thing ever in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm including deadly illnesses.
Yeah, like famines and viruses.
Forget it.
And, natural disasters. And,
dying of AIDS and standing
in traffic. I feel like standstill traffic on the turnpike is worse than the tsunami that destroyed all of
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what he said.
They're lucky.
Like, I'm more upset sitting there just staring at some black guy than fucking 10,000 dead people. Gooks.
You can't even
yeah.
You can't even see. You got the back of their head.
Can I make a
some kid in the back seat picking his nose? I don't need that shit.
I can't believe it. I can't think of the word.
What?
Can I make a like when you admit to something?
Admission?
Admission. Can I make an admission?
Okay.
I unzippered my fly to pee in the toilet.
Okay.
But just then
you realize his dick didn't come out of it.
No. Then, after I pulled my fly down, I just pulled my cock out of the top of my pants.
Oh, so you did your zipper.
So I did my zipper, but then pulled my dick over the pants.
Yeah. What are you, four? You just pull your pants down?
And then I didn't pull my pants down. I just flopped it out.
You want to do a fun social experiment.
So I peed all over the handle of the toilet.
Go into a public men's room and take a piss in a urinal, but drop everything all the way to your ankles.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a kid who used to do that in, was it? I think it was still elementary school.
Yeah. Every other.
Oh, no, I know a guy who did it through high school.
On purpose?
And because he did it through high school, I started doing it to fuck with people in random places. Because I'm like, oh, my God, everybody's freaking out watching this guy take his pants all the way down.
I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, what would they do if I the other thing I love to do.
Don't do it in a rest stop, though, please.
I'll get my butt plugged so quick.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think is hilarious is I like to go to, you know, they always have the one urinal that's like staggered, so it's slightly below the other ones.
Yeah, the midget urinal.
I like to get into that and then like squat down so I'm level with it and then start pissing and just like see the reactions of people coming in and out of the bathroom as I'm doing it. Mm. That to me is always hilarious.
We have a very short guy at work and, he won't use the midget urinal if there's anyone else in there. He's not a midget. He's just very short.
Yeah.
And but yeah, every once in a while I'll catch
him. So he stands at least three tiles back if other people are there and just pisses upward, like tries to arc it in.
He's got to like go up on his tippy toes a little bit. But yeah, every once in a while I'll go in there. No one else is in there, and he's using the little guy urinal.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Todd, why are you pissing in the garbage can?
Like a meow would be fucking. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've been taking a lot of saw palmetto now.
What?
Power stream.
To help out my piece. You know, because I'm getting older and my prostate's aging.
Salt palmetto is a it's supposed to help your prostate.
Yeah.
To do what?
A little vitamin.
Yeah, it's a vitamin for my prostate. Oh my god, dude, I can power wash the toilet now with my with my urine. It's great. Nice.
Get my crap out of the back of it.
Yeah.
I just cleaned off the handle to your fucking toilet, so
his fecal field.
Something.
Did you know you drink your own piss but only once?
Yeah. It's sterile.
It's sterile and I like the taste.
Yeah, because then you're just pissing your piss.
I don't know. For some reason, it's more toxic.
I'm
going to
piss my piss.
Because you're pissing piss.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there like an MMA fighter who like drinks his own piss?
I think that's
to get
Bear Grylls or whatever.
There's an actress also that like bathes in it.
Madonna.
Porn actress?
No, it's a chick.
I'm pretty sure it's Madonna.
No, is it? Yeah. I think you might be right, actually.
No. She rubs it on her face because it's supposed to like keep her skin from getting...
Just baby piss.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just baby piss?
I think it was baby jizz.
Yeah, it's real hard to get.
I'm pretty sure Madonna goes to like third world countries and jerks off
3-month old babies and just comes all over her face.
All
right. Well, no. Hold on. Whoa. I think you're jumping the gun a little bit.
Oh.
See, Madonna's a classy
third
lady.
World countries. It might just be like
Derek, please.
It might just be open sores and stuff.
Yeah, but third world countries are usually black.
Could just
babies.
Be an AIDS
how
lesion
big their
popping on her
at
face.
3 months. They're pretty big.
See, she doesn't let them come on her face. Ground. Madonna's a classy dame.
Oh, okay.
What she does is she jerks them off into her hand, and then she gives it a little rub.
Oh.
And then puts it on the problem spots, like on the eyes.
The problem spots!
The eyes, and then by the mouth, and then where the jowls come in underneath
the
neck.
Like she's at the makeup counter, Nordstrom.
Yeah.
She's just, okay, I like this.
Just any shady area. Where there's a sprouting of fucking zit farms.
Sure.
I want to play this. It's video, but the video.
China porn, go.
Do it.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
There was a
give it to me.
There was.
Thank you.
There was a tolerance form sponsored by the American Muslim Advisory Council.
You don't say.
Or AMAC for short.
No.
In the U.S. state of Tennessee.
You're the only Tennessee.
said the same thing I was going to say. You guys make like 30.
It dissolved into a chorus of heckling and boos.
A chorus.
So basically, they had this this tolerance thing going on. And there was about 100 people that showed up just to fucking boo them.
Yeah, right.
And
can't get 100 people to show up to my shows.
I know. Well, this is Tennessee. They really have nothing else to do.
Boo! Boo! You had true love. Boo!
I love that movie. Anyway, there's a couple good comments in there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can listen to it. The video is just like from the side. There's really nothing. That was the woman... Who
sounds
I think set it up walking out.
It sounds like an entrance to my fucking wrestling shows. Quiet down, the two rude dudes are coming out.
Thank you for your invitation to speak. The American Muslim Council continues to be a partner with us on addressing the challenges we all face in keeping our country safe and protecting our civil rights and civil liberties.
Right now he's defining hate crimes.
It's still real to me, damn it.
So listen to what they have to say about hate crimes.
They are defined by federal law. That obviously is a summary.
Is it a hate crime to blow us up?
What did he just
is
say?
Is it a hate crime to blow us up?
No, play it again.
Yes. You gotta listen because he's all the way in
the
back.
Is it a hate crime to put him?
That obviously is a summary.
Is it a hate crime to blow us up?
That is a segment of the United States Code, 18 United States Code, section 241.
Is it a hate crime to put a sign on your fence that says my dog eats nigga?
Intimidate another person in the exercise and enjoyment of their constitutional rights.
A bunch of hayseeds.
Is it a hate crime to hang a sign in my yard that says blacks are whack? Is it a hate crime to hang a sign that says colors enter via tree?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I missed what he said.
Folks, I'm not going to fight this.
Is it a hate crime to hang niggers from an oak tree?
Dude, like, Klansmen and hillbillies are fucking stupid.
They really are.
Like, oh my God. Like, how dumb did you get? A
couple seconds left.
I can't even understand it.
Ask for the courtesy to listen to my remarks.
Earn it!
Earn it!
Did you say earn it or burn it?
Earn it.
No, I thought it was Ernest.
Ernest.
You know what I mean?
To listen to my remarks.
Earn it!
Yeah, hey, it's Ernest. I hate niggers, know what I mean? Ram shot. What are they saying in there?
Hey, Vern.
They're saying moon cricket, know what I mean?
So basically...
I don't get it.
Basically, these people,
Southern racist retards?
No, they just don't want to get blown up by Muslims. That's basically it.
How'd you get that from all that?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and point out that if they're going to attack, I don't know if Tennessee is up.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's already in a pretty bad state of.
Could you just. Right,
how about this? They
could
don't
you
want
just,
anybody to get blown
could
up.
Could you just picture a bunch of fucking towel heads sitting there going, oh, we're going to blow up Dollywood next. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar,
Allah Akbar.
Well, this woman was speaking.
Fuck the Hollywood.
She said that one of the speakers mentioned a Tennessee mosque, which had been firebombed in 2008, and many people started cheering and clapping and calling for all mosques to meet the same fate.
Yeah. Allah Akbar.
And there's a couple of tweets that people put on that
of
were out there.
Of course they did.
I'm surprised they have smartphones.
Next thing we do,
I think smart on them.
Yeah, next thing absolutely. We do, we blow up the Nashville. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
Beale Street, Allah.
NASCAR's coming to Tennessee.
We're going to blow up BB Kings.
BB Kings.
Death to Graceland.
Death to Graceland.
We're going to turn the Memphis into a fucking crater.
Wow.
Have you ever, I'm sure none of you have actually been there.
To Graceland?
I went to Graceland.
Did you really, you faggot?
I did. Oh. And it's like right next door to Graceland is a fried chicken place that's probably about the size of this half of the room. Yeah.
So and it's not really Graceland.
It's no, well the Graceland
it's
is nice.
This Graceland.
But it's fenced in. And outside of the fence is like really dirty downtown Memphis. Like it's bad. It's a
like
bad.
Like you don't want to walk around, you say.
No. Like they drop you off on the bus like in front of Graceland, you go in, you come out, and that's it.
So what you're saying is the property values are questionable.
So wait, what happens to you if you venture outside of Graceland?
You probably get some good fried chicken.
Oh.
Well, well, have you ever gone outside of the boardwalk area of Atlantic City?
Oh, you don't want to do
that. I drove around because I got lost. It went downhill quick.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
It went
$1 million casinos and where the fuck am I? What is that?
And
is that a person?
Windows up, doors locked. Okay.
Oh, same thing in Washington.
And why is that white homeless guy giving that black guy head?
It's crazy. Some of the tweets. As I collected people's questions on index cards, a man in the audience behind me said, "Watch out, she might blow up," and everyone laughed. That was from one of the Muslim girls.
Yeah.
Another highlight from tonight, countless folks apologizing for the craziness and disrespect. Yeah, whatever. Torn in two ways about tonight. The activist side of me cheers for the hype, drama, and media coverage. The human side of me weeps. That's not funny. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, see, like when people originally, you know, sought religious freedom, you know, to basically, you know, most of the reason why this country was started.
Yeah, as long as they believe in their God.
Well, but that's the thing. The people who founded the country all believed in the same God.
Yeah.
So, like, that's... But that's the thing. Like,
they didn't want religious freedom. They wanted their religious freedom.
Exactly. The religion that they were seeking when they founded it. Okay. But that did, you know, spread to all other religions. Now, the problem is when you have a significant percentage of a particular religion who wants to kill everyone who isn't that religion, you have a problem. Like, it's not like it's 1%. It's like 15%. So that's hundreds of millions of people across the planet. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
One interesting thing I saw was somebody posted that the way Christians feel about... I forgot their name. Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Is the way that normal Muslims feel about the... what's the term?
The Muslim extremists?
Yeah, the extremists, yes. Now,
Sharia Muslims?
Shirley Phelps Roper.
My problem with that statement is... there's only like a family of Westboro Baptist people.
There's a lot of them.
And there may be a lot.
There's not hundreds of millions.
Sure is a lot more Muslim extremists than there are Westboro Baptist people.
Yes.
I don't think that's.
I'll tell you what, am I right? Right?
I think they were just trying to maybe draw a parallel, not compare the two. Saying that's how we feel about them.
Yeah, don't forget. But there certainly is a much larger threat.
There is, but.
Kev, you're also they were just forgetting how much Derek, you know, sympathizes.
With who? The Westboro Baptist Church?
Or the Muslim extremists?
Like, well,
well, only 6.25% doesn't sympathize with the Muslims. So.
That's right. The rest, I'm all on board.
Muslims.
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 Going to get me a nice Muslim chick.
Yeah.
Just to piss you guys off.
I wouldn't piss me off.
Dude, I got like a Muslim chick that's Muslim all chick. About my dick. You know. Not really. Oh, my God. My wife... actually intentionally walked into the place where she works just to let her know that she was my wife.
Wow.
Because she's all about my white dick.
Wow.
With my pink tip.
Pink tip.
I hear you have the circumcision.
How you doing today, Mr. Steve?
You remember the
Mr. Steve.
Mr. Steve.
You don't want no bubblegum to go with your coffee today?
No. Oh, hello, Mr. Steve.
So, no bananas, too.
So it's obviously not the Junction 7-Eleven because there's white people that work there.
Yeah, no. They're classy as fuck.
It's definitely a 7-Eleven, though. Good guess. Yeah. But the chick's like, her nips are all hard for me.
Nips are all hard.
Oh, my God.
So my wife went inside the store to intentionally let her know. Like,
Mr. Steve, would you like the Monterey Jack Taquito?
Yes.
It's been on rotisserie all day.
So your wife was like, he spoke it for us. I'm just trying to sell him some taquitos.
Mr. Steve, you want Jamie, the hot dog or the jumbo hot dog?
My husband comes in every morning for coffee. You might know him. So she don't want to talk to me no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gave up on
Mr. that. Steve, I'll give you a free scratch-off ticket.
I already scanned it at the winner.
You take money, you run away with me.
Yeah? We buy one flying carpet?
Yeah.
I can show you the world.
We can invest in tons of oil.
And 7-Eleven. This is a racist fucking show.
Was
it's
it?
Really bad racism, too.
Yeah,
it's
but we just like Steve racist. Number one racism.
Wow. No, yeah, at least he has, like, education.
And we flipped it, actually. We said racist things, but, like, we're making fun of the racist people.
We yes. have.
Yeah. We're making fun of the stupid racists.
I can set the record straight. I did try to date a Muslim chick.
Did you?
You know it.
Ew.
Double L.
She probably
wait,
smells.
Hold on, hold on. Wait, what, what's
she
the,
was hot.
What's the correlation really between saying I tried to date and then the letters GHB? God to know.
But she was...
Just kidding.
Batshit insane kidding. Crazy.
Yeah, she was. I didn't care. She was adorable.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, I'm all about you. And she's like, I don't like mossy dick.
Wow.
I hung out with her like after high school.
Yeah, me too.
And she was just like... She
lost it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
she was telling me about some guy she was with.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's talking about
and
some
like,
guy she's
like
with.
Clawing his.
Yeah, like.
We're talking about the white Russian chick?
Yes.
She's well, Muslim?
No, she's not.
White Russian.
She's
milk
not
and
Russian.
Vodka?
Nah, she was in your home.
The dude abides.
Yeah, she's
and
not,
she doesn't have a Facebook?
Russian. She does.
She does.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring it up on break.
Really?
Yeah. She's married now, has a kid.
She's allowed to do that with the Muslim thing?
What?
Have Facebook?
She wasn't allowed to call her boyfriend. She used to have to go to the corner store and call her boyfriend from a payphone.
She wasn't allowed to talk to me either. She got in a lot of trouble hanging out with me.
You should have just showed her your dick, but you don't have to talk to it.
She was one of those chicks that was like really like held down a lot, and then as soon as she got a little bit of freedom, she just become a complete
swallowing. Gallons of cum, guys.
I think we should delve more into Matt's sex life on Thursday.
Yeah,
after this,
let's do it.
See you guys later. Mm-hmm.